Quanto vorrà ottenere?
Regularly check your attitude.
Come esprimere gli abili che hanno genitori? Geniale, non mi dico.
If we have had a good experience, we might be trying to recreate it. Wanting to have it again. If we have that, then we feel discontent with the present moment. We think what we're doing is not enough. Always start from where you already are, right now. Take the present moment and just be with it wholeheartedly. Sometimes we have unpleasant feelings, experiences, emotions. But these are also nature, objects that we are aware of. We need to remind ourselves of that. All that we experience in the present moment is the result of past conditions. We can't change the result, we can only accept it. Then we can add our awareness into the present moment. We use the experiences of the present moment as objects so that we can grow our awareness by using these objects and in that way grow samadhi, our stability of mind and our wisdom. By being aware and having the right view or right attitude. Feelings are feelings. Feelings are feelings. Thoughts are thoughts. They're not disturbances, and they're not bad. They're just objects, things that you are noticing about your experience in the moment. But when we identify with them, we get emotional because we have judgments about them. When the mind has no agenda, not desiring something, not reaching for something, then the mind feels simple, and clear. It's easy to meditate because we're just aware. So long as we are practicing, we are already enjoying the fruit of the practice. If we understood this, then we wouldn't try too hard. We wouldn't put in excessive energy. We won't be dissatisfied. The results are always dependent on the work, how we are aware, whether it's continuous, if we know how to be skillfully aware. Rather than focus, use a little bit of our innate wisdom. We can remind ourselves, we can investigate. You can ask some questions. But only when we find ourselves lacking interest. If we find ourselves interested and in the moment, there's not much else we need to do. But if you feel uninterested or dull, that's when we need to think a little bit about how we should do it. What is happening in the mind now that we know, that we recognize? Do you see the difference between the objects, the things that you know, which might be mind and body? The difference between the objects and the awareness. Do you see the difference? Every object arises with a consciousness. we might not always know this. And then there is our awareness, which knows the object. There are feelings.
Present, unpresent, neutral.
And there are chetanas, mental energies that maintain body postures of movement. When you know the mind, which is the mind that, the type of mind that, or the type of activity of mind that most grabs your attention, and you feel like you know the mind. And whatever you know, remember that the most important mind to recognize is that is the awareness itself. The most important function of mind that you want to recognize and remember is there, is present, is the awareness itself. Papel piano. Ata chang tu ni la. Te cari. Pei da cielo. Whenever you dislike something, you get irritated by something, the first thing to do is to watch your irritation or your dislike. And only if there's no more irritation or dislike, then you can observe that object. We're meditating because we want to know what's happening, why is it happening. So, why am I disliking this object? Why am I irritated? For example. Do we get irritated because there is noise or sound? No. We get irritated because we have the wrong thought about the sound. If we had the right view or the right thought about sound, sound would just be an object of the awareness. Similar principle with pain. When we have the wrong thoughts towards pain, we have more aversion towards pain. If we're curious about pain, we want to know what it is, what its nature is, and we have aversion, we can watch the aversion. And then when there's no more aversion, then we can watch to see what pain really is, when there's no aversion. When we want to know things as they really are, that's only possible when our view is not colored by the lenses of our liking, our preferences, and our disliking, our irritations, our biases. It's the quality of our awareness that determines what we see of the objects that we see. When the mind is happy, then everything is all right. And when the mind is unhappy, everything seems difficult. So whenever something arises in the mind, we need to make a habit of investigating what's in the mind. Because that's our goal, it's to understand the mind.